Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Talk all things Browns, talk all things NFL. On the line, as he is every single Wednesday at 4, is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial need. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, how are we feeling?
Front flips into the foam pit.
Hi, Ross.
What's up, Nick? How are you?
I just really hammed it up for you there on the Nationwide, and this is what I get, like, subdued, Ross.
Yeah, that was impressive, but your other dude, like, interjected with another line about his Sky Zone ball pit, so it kind of ruined the moment.
Sorry. That's I have Fedor. A tendency to do that,
that's
Ross.
That's kind of Fedor. It's kind of what he does.
By the way, I have a debate for you guys. I'm on my way to go pick up my daughters at volleyball practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick up Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want you guys to think less of me, mm-hmm. but I've kind of become a grilled nugget guy.
Ooh.
Because they're still delicious, and I know it's healthy, and I feel like I'm getting the flavor from, like, the Chick-fil-A sauce or the honey mustard or the barbecue or the Polynesian. I don't feel like I need the breading on the nugget or the bread on the sandwich, but I also feel like on some level I'm a disgrace to anybody that's ever played offensive line in the history of the world. So I need a ruling on me being – now, I might do 30 grilled nuggets, but I need a ruling on – and I'm getting a milkshake for sure. They're hands fun. They're delicious.
Yeah.
But I need a ruling on me being a grilled nugget guy potentially at Chick-fil-A.
Well, specifically, their grilled nuggets are really good. They are. So there are certain places that their grilled chicken tastes like rubber. Not there. I think I give you as the fat man between me and Fedor, I give you the fatty pass.
Hey, Nick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's just you and I. Nobody else listening.
Sure.
How would you know what a grilled nugget at Chick-fil-A tastes like?
I've had them. By the way, have you had the grilled chicken club? It is incredible.
Well, here's my thing, though, Ross. You say that you use all these different sauces, and that's totally fine. I think a lot of people do. But I think it speaks to the quality of the grilled chicken if what you get out of flavor is all sauce. You know what I mean?
No, it's not all sauce. I'm just saying, if you're a sauce man like I am, you really get a lot of, like, that flavor overpowers the base, the chicken flavor. Whether you're talking about the Chick-fil-A sandwich, which is delicious, or you're talking about the nuggets, you know, the residual flavor in your mouth is really one of the sauce. My daughters are really into Chick-fil-A sauce these days. I get that. I usually am a honey mustard guy for nuggets, and a barbecue guy for the sandwich. I don't really understand that because the sandwich is essentially just a huge oversized nugget.
Mm-hmm. So what I think is interesting about this, Ross, is that you and I approach sauce the same way. It is a part of the taste. I think what we're finding out here is that Fedor just raw dogs chicken nuggets like he's got no care in the world here. I think that's what we uncovered when we went on the offensive about you using any of the delectable sauces one place might carry.
Yeah, what, is that true, Fedor? You're not a sauce guy?
I'm not. I think there's enough. I think there's enough flavor of the regular nuggets that you don't need a sauce to dip it in. Right. Yeah. Now, will I every now and then? Sure, but not every single bite needs to have sauce because there's enough flavor attached to the breading already.
Yeah. Okay.
So you were just talking a big game, like you eat whatever you want, and now as a non-sauce guy, you're coming across as like a real health guy, a real health nut. Like, oh, I don't eat sauces. Those are extra calories I don't need.
Yeah. Oh, they don't add that much to the taste. Okay. Yeah, I remember my first beer. Ross.
Easy.
How much does... he likes this. We found a common enemy here.
Yeah, right.
How much does the Green Bay win change the arithmetic for the Cleveland Browns?
That's a great question. I think... I mean, probably, like, I feel like there's, like, this, like, sliding scale. And I feel like because they beat the Packers, who, by the way, were number one in the Ross Tucker Football Podcast power rankings. So your Cleveland Browns just beat the team that I thought was the number one team in football. And I would say it's kind of hard, unless he plays, like, horrendous, it's kind of hard to not give Flacco at least – two games after that. I feel like that's almost the scale now where it's like every win buys him two more post-victory starts. So if they lose the next two, you know, weeks 4 and 5, then we can have that conversation again because then they'll be 1 and 4 and whatever. But I feel like every win pushes back the potential of Dylan Gabriel time two more weeks, if that makes sense. By the way, can you imagine, like, obviously I used to be a player. These are the type of conversations that drive players nuts. Like, we just beat the Packers, and the bozos on local radio, including a former Brown bozo, are talking about how all it does is push it back 2 weeks when we play the rookie quarterback. Like, this is why the teams, just so you know, hate sports talk radio, right? Like, it's Wednesday. They just beat the best team in the NFL, and this is the conversation we're having.
They still listen.
First of all, they still listen, and second of all, I still come on, and I still talk about it.
Now, you did say, Ross, you said, unless Joe Flacco plays horrendous. Now, there are metrics that point to him being one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, so how do you define horrendous through that prism?
An entire game and or game and a half, like the second half against the Ravens.
Gotcha.
So, like, inexcusable interception plus fumble return for a touchdown combo. Like, that combo platter, I think that's when – you know, all bets are off. As long as he's playing solid veteran quarterback football, then I think you leave him in there unless they lose multiple games in a row and you feel like, okay, it's time to rip the Band-Aid. You know, it's such an interesting dynamic because, I mean, you guys might know more than me, but I saw where Haslam said 3-14 isn't good enough. So I'm fascinated by the dynamic and the arithmetic of, okay, well, like, we know we're not winning the Super Bowl this year, so what is the math between how many games we need to win that's acceptable so that we get another year versus seeing what we have in Dylan Gabriel? And I guess Shedeur Sanders, since Deion says he's going to start some games this year, so – you know, that whole issue is fascinating to me. It's kind of like the Giants, right? the Giants didn't really want to start Jackson Dart yet, in my mind. Mm-hmm. They were hoping that they could win some games with Russell Wilson. That was kind of the first tool, their first goal was, hey, maybe Russell Wilson can play like he did in Pittsburgh and we can go win 9 games and keep our job. But once they were 0-3, they thought, okay, plan B, which is Jackson Dart, and hopefully Jackson Dart plays well enough or there's enough momentum that ownership says, hey, we don't want to mess with this. We got a good thing going with this rookie quarterback. I feel like those guys, though, are in a different situation a little bit than Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I feel like those guys haven't really done anything for 3 seasons, and they're in a situation where it's like they have to show something super impressive. I don't know that that's the case with the Browns, but I don't know. I don't know what they need to show. I don't know what the math is. That's what I always think is so fascinating. Like, if you are Andrew Berry, wouldn't you have wanted to know kind of what the answer to that was before the draft? You know, before you traded down, like, okay, here's scenario one where we do whatever we can and win as many games this year and we go 7-10 or 8-9. Or here's scenario two where we win between 3 and 6 games, maybe 7, but we play a lot of young guys and we take a chance on a couple young quarterbacks and we make sure we have 2 first-round picks. So we can get the franchise quarterback in the draft next year if one of these 2 lottery pick mid-round picks doesn't come through. They obviously chose the latter, which I think is the right answer, and I just hope that for their sake, ownership was on board with that. You would think that they would be, right, that ownership would have signed off on it or that they wouldn't have enacted this strategy in the first place, but I don't know. I mean, I remember when Sashi Brown, you know, was the – whatever his title was there, and he enacted a similar strategy and then got fired after a year. So, I think maybe he assumed that ownership was on board, and then they weren't. So that's the problem, I think, is I've seen a number of these situations where ownership is on board with the strategy until they're not, and it's too late.
So with that, I don't think both guys are going to get fired. But depending on what happens this season, I could see one guy getting gone and then them building around the other guy, which brings up the point that coming into the season, I think there were still more Kevin Stefanski believers in this town than Andrew Berry believers. And yet the Browns look to have the best rookie class in the NFL with at least 6 guys already contributing, from Mason Graham to Schlesinger to Judkins to Harold Fannin to Aiden Huntington to Dylan Sampson. How much can this one draft class change maybe even your opinion of Andrew Berry as a GM?
A lot, because we're all humans and recency bias is a real thing. So we can go through the moves that he's made. You know, every GM has a batting average. I guess I would submit to you guys, you know this, I think Andrew's batting average is higher than you guys do. You know, obviously the Watson thing was a gigantic swing and miss. You know, I don't know if we'll ever know for sure if that was totally Andrew Berry or not. I mean, let's put it this way. It wasn't Andrew Berry saying, I'm going to pay the guy $230 million fully guaranteed. That's not his money. He doesn't have that money. He doesn't make that much money. So there was obviously, at a minimum, heavy ownership sign-off on that. But I do think it's not like you look at every draft pick and every free agent signing and say, okay, here's Andrew Berry's batting average. You do that, and then you just naturally more heavily weight what he's done more recently. And the draft class is unbelievable. I mean, like, they have 2 legit running backs. They have a legit tight end. I mean, the linebacker's a star. The D-tackle looks like he might be a star. I mean, that's a lot, you know. And by the way, they did this while acquiring extra draft picks for next year. So if you're Jimmy Haslam and the fans are clamoring for change or whatever, are you going to, now that you have these extra picks, are you going to move on from the guy that just had the best draft in the NFL in 2025? Who are you going to hire because these guys never bring in a retread. They always bring in somebody new. So do you think that's the best choice for the long-term health of a franchise to bring in someone that's never done it before, you know, some assistant scouting director or whatever from the Rams or what, and you're going to trust him with the two first-round picks and all the other picks over the guy that just crushed the draft for your franchise? I think not.
Ross, how real do you think this defense is for the Browns?
I think that there's a decent chance they're the best defense in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, it's if you notice, like, I mean, I know even if you go back to the Ravens game, it was really the Flacco turnovers, and then they got the nickelbacks in a bad spot a couple times, and it cost them dearly with multiple touchdowns. That's the crazy thing. I mean, nobody cares about injuries, but if Emerson didn't get hurt, okay, they're probably easily the best defense in the NFL. If Emerson didn't get hurt and teams can't pick on the nickels like the Ravens did, I mean, I don't think they even have a weakness. And how many points have they even given up at that point? You know, unfortunately, you know, Emerson did get hurt, so they had to put this hardened kid in before he was ready. And I don't know what's happened to Cam Mitchell. But they've had to put, you know, that's their weakness, and the way the NFL is, everybody just picks on your weakness. But, I mean, they already might be the best in the NFL. If they had Emerson, they'd probably clearly be the best in the NFL and maybe have a chance at, like, doing historical things. Because they're also, it's not like they're getting helped out by their offense that much. I mean, they're kind of doing this on their own. It's not like this is some offense that's running for 200 yards like the Eagles offense last year. And so all the Eagles defensive metrics were so good because Saquon had 150 yards every game and the team had 200 yards and they weren't on the field that much. You know, this defense is having to like do it, you know, without a ton of support from the offense.
Ross, you're great as always, buddy. Appreciate you. Don't let Fedor Sauce shame you. I believe in you, fella.
Oh no, I'm going all in on the sauces here. Yeah, I don't know what that guy's thinking, but I'm a sauce guy.
Enjoy the grilled nuggets.
See you, dudes.
Later, dudes. Yeah, there we go. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance calls and financial needs.
He called me the other guy.
Uh-huh.
And that dude.
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. Nationwide is on your side. We'll react to what Ross had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I know that second one was more dismissive than the first one.
And once at the end, after learning my name throughout the course of the interview.
Have you considered having better like food takes? Because I think that was where he was like, this dude, that this problem.
Does he follow NBA basketball?
No.
Does he not know the reach that I have?
What reach do you have there?
The reach and more nuggets.
Yeah, aren't you the guy that goes to McDonald's in Denver? Isn't that the story about you?
Does he not get Cavs notifications on his phone?
I mean, actually,
those would come from me.
Ross is the guy.
Me.
Ross is the guy who every press box food.
Yeah.
He gives a thorough review for.
I saw that.
I'm not saying he's a foodie, but he is a connoisseur. And then you were like, I raw dog chicken nuggets, and then the respect was lost.
I have a question.
Sure.
It's not raw dogging
yes,
chicken
it is.
Nuggets.
If you don't eat it,
ridiculous phrase.
If you
for
don't
it.
Eat it with sauce, you are raw dogging.
I have a question.
Uh huh.
Do you go to nice restaurants?
Yeah,
I actually do have to. Well, ask
what's a
this
nice
question
what's a nice restaurant? Chili's?
Not Chili's. Not Applebee's. Not Red Robin for the bottomless fries.
They make me put a coat on. I've done that before.
Or just a polo instead of whatever that shirt is that you're
it's
wearing.
A Deadpool
today.
Shirt, very popular.
Okay.
Yeah, people actually watch things other than basketball.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They watch some playoff basketball.
Hmm.
Pew, pew, regular pew, season.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
So you do go to nice restaurants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Do you like steak?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you get A1 sauce with your steak?
I have.
Oh,
but
my
it's,
God.
But, whoa,
go
whoa.
Somewhere
whoa,
else.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get out!
No, you're not flipping this on its ear, Mr. Sauceless Raw Dog Nugget Boy. Like, no, you're not doing that. No, I said I have. Is that how I will eat it at home? No, because I cook a better steak than they do at those places. Bang biscuit.
Wow.
When it's in honor of JP. Beep, beep, beep. So let me ask you, do you go to those nice places?
Of course I do.
Okay, you get a shrimp cocktail?
No, because if it comes from the sea, it does not go in me. That is my life motto. No seafood for this guy.
Any seafood?
None. If it comes from the sea,
you're gonna die early.
It does not go in me. That's my motto in life.
You can't give me that.
I just did.
You can't give me that.
I just did.
And then expect me not to go places that are going to have Keith coming down the hall and making gestures into the window that let me know I should move on to something else. You can't do that. Why don't you like seafood? You're a toddler. I say this as a man who's like chicken nuggets and chicken fingers and burgers are things that I love to eat still at this age, but you're a toddler.
I'm not a toddler. I have a very expansive palate. It just does
Show
not
your work.
It just does not include seafood.
Or sauce with nuggets. What actually do you eat? Are you a bird?
I'm not a bird.
Do you fly around from feeder to feeder?
You
sipping
just
on seeds?
You found like two things in life that I don't eat.
Okay. And those are things that everybody eats.
And the reason why I don't, I didn't say that I don't eat sauce with my nuggets. I just said I don't dip every single bite in the sauce because at Chick-fil-A, their nuggets with the breading, they're quality enough that you don't need the enhancement
to
it. Oh,
I get it. He's a nugget supremacist.
That's what I'm talking about with steak. If your steak is cooked good enough,
I've had the
then
best
you don't
steaks
need
in
A1.
The NBA.
That's right.
You don't need it. But you still dip it.
No,
you've
you don't.
It. Yeah, I. By the way, I don't own A1.
You
but
better
if it's
not.
On the table and it's a substandard taste, a steak. Oh, you've never gone to a nice steak house and gotten a substandard steak and thought, all right, I paid a lot of money for this. I bet I have to improve this a little bit.
No.
Good steaks don't need it. And this we will agree.
I have never once used A1 for my steak.
Oh,
never
so you once. Don't even know what you're missing.
I'm not missing
You're just
anything.
Out there eating substandard steak and acting like it's the best cut out there. It's American Wagyu from the Six Springs Farm for Joe Thomas. That's what you think. Yeah, bad food takes. I'll tell you right now.
I can't believe you said I'm a child.
No, I said you have the palate of a child.
I do not.
I didn't
it's very
say,
expansive.
I said you eat like a child.
What would you
That's totally different.
What would you consider an adult palate?
All the good stuff that I eat.
Oh, okay.
A manly diet,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Steak, bacon.
Yes.
Smoked foods.
Yes.
Okay. Seafood.
No, just because I don't like seafood.
Why don't you like it?
Well, because it's gooey and it smells weird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You clearly have never even had it.
It's got a weird texture. It's got a weird smell. It makes me
gag. Are you Rain Man?
No.
You got a texture thing over here?
No, not at all. Just seafood.
Just with seafood?
Yeah, because it's gooey.
So you invent... It's not gooey at all.
It is.
Where did you... Did it climb out of like a...
It was like the secret of the ooze
with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Tastes bad. Leaves an aftertaste in your mouth. No.
You've never had it. I'm convinced you've never actually had it because none of these things are true.
In fact, on my first date with my now wife...
Easy.
What?
No, I was just saying. I don't know where you're going to go with this. But simmer down.
Oh, man.
I treasure every bite.
I wasn't even thinking down that road.
Yeah.
And of course you did.
Of course I did.
I don't know what I was going to say. Yeah. Continue on.
All right.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
It's a little late in the segment to suddenly be going to a new topic, Chris. You've been doing radio for 20 years, bub. At 35, you don't go, now we go Ross Tucker's Rejoin, which itself is going to be 60 seconds.
So about the Browns and Andrew Berry and his future with the team.
All right, 216-474-0092.
On the first date with my now wife.
Finish that sentence?
No, you're staring at me because no matter what I say.
I was throwing it up to you, Hoss.
No matter what I say, you have that look on your face that no matter what I say,
that's
you're going
face.
To twist it.
I can't possibly do anything about my face.
Resting Nick face.
Now that is fact. You have a child's palate and this is how
whatever
my face looks.
Whatever I say, no matter how I try and help myself, you have that look that you're just going to twist it. And you just gave the look again.
Oh, you
I
said
hope
twist
people
it.
See that.
I was thinking about that that first date again. 216-474-0092. Ross Tucker on Andrew Berry's status in Cleveland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It doesn't matter who the GM has been. Seeing this many impact rookies this early, I can say this, I've never seen it like this before in Cleveland. Right? Like even Miles... Denzel and Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb was good really early.
Right.
Miles was statistically good, but not the player he was.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel had some learning curve there. That was a. And by the way, that's still the best first-year rookie class I've seen until now.
It's interesting because I think when you weight the best, there's always bonus points attached to the best player from that class.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so... The draft class, even though it's not as deep, the draft class that contains Myles Garrett is probably going to be the one that stands out because you got the best defensive player in the entire NFL that year.
And it should be noted, that was 2017. I was conflating the Baker class with his class. So it was Baker, Denzel, and Nick Chubb. And obviously we know how the Baker thing went here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denzel was good early, but it took him probably another year or two to become this version of Denzel.
Right.
So I don't know. I just think it's really interesting that there are a lot of people saying, well, listen, if it's a bad season, just fire one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sacrificial lamb was easy because I don't think anybody in Cleveland agrees that Andrew's got a high batting average. Because it's got to be weighted for Deshaun and for Baker. And he is the guy that was progenated and pushed both those decisions internally. And that's before you get to the fact that because you traded for Deshaun, he then had a lot of bad drafts in a row because he didn't have first or second round picks several of those years.
Yeah. I just think the point that Ross made about firing him after this success, it does make it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Because you would have to justify it some kind of way. These are the reasons why we fired him. These are the reasons why we think we can do better. And it has very little to do with this year beyond what their record is ultimately going to be. And I think there is an understanding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Standing coming into this year that the record was not going to be something that was going to be as much part of the evaluation because the record was going to be bad.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is I think that might have been something Jimmy Haslam said in March, and I just have been around the NFL long enough that what an owner says in March does not mean diddly squat in December.
That's fair.
Now, and that's why I do
because he's emotional.
Yes. Well, and he's a human.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and go, well, okay, well, this year wasn't really that bad, or this season was bad, but that's... Like, you don't have to have a bad season to get fired because of the Deshaun thing, because of the Baker thing, because if you look at the first two drafts, your first-round picks are Jed Wills and Greg Newsom, and neither of those guys are getting extended. Jed's out of football mm-hmm. as of right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why this draft class... like. Kevin Stefanski right now, his saving grace is, well, remember that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, I kind of did that thing with Flacco for five games in 2023. His closest chip that he can play is 2023. With Andrew, being able to play it this year and in this way, like it's not one guy's popping right now. You've got three guys I think are outstanding, which are Judkins, Mason Graham, and Schlesinger. Fannin is right behind them. And then you have two more rookies still making an impact in Aiden Huntington as like a situational player and Dylan Sampson as a situational player as well. Mm-hmm.
So you think Andrew has a stronger case?
Right, as of right if, now, if it's, you got, were to it's pick. Got to yeah, it's got to bear fruit over the next, math is hard, 14 games. But yeah, if this continues, but yet you're 4-13, it wouldn't really be a choice, right?
How much do you factor in the Jimmy Haslam part of this equation?
Oh, I mean, it's everything, right? It just depends on what are you specifically asking with that? Because Jimmy's omnipresent in all of this.
Yes, he is when it comes to Kevin and when it comes to Andrew. And understanding that Jimmy's fingerprints are all over part of the decisions that both have made.
So this is where I draw the line. And this has been reported in Cleveland, and I don't think the national media has, I think, done enough with this. I will not blame Jimmy Haslam for after they talked him into the idea of moving on from Baker and getting Deshaun.
Okay.
I will not blame him for saying or hearing, hey, they took us out of the running and our only hope is this Hail Mary for $235 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. He didn't come up with the idea. He had to be sold the idea. And the people who came up with it and sold it were not just Andrew Berry, but it was Kevin Stefanski. Okay. So on the decision that I think is most fireable, his biggest crime is, I don't really like this, but I believe in the two of you, and I'm willing to gamble on the two of you. Everything else is fair, but on this one, it's the one that he kind of gets the Peter Lynn pass from me on the Deshaun thing, because he was just, all right, we're out. What do we have to do to get him? Let's go get him.
So the Deshaun thing looms over every single thing with this franchise.
Yeah.
Right? It's a big part of the reason why they're in the state that they're in. It's going to be part of the evaluation of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, right? In your mind, it's always going to be part of that evaluation. Yeah. So at what point is it no longer part of the conversation? At what point do you say, yeah, I'm not going to hold that against Andrew anymore, or I'm not going to hold that against Kevin anymore?
When they win.
They got to win? Is it amount of wins?
Yes, it is. Because here's the thing. It's not just that decision. What did that decision do? These guys walked into a pretty ready-made situation.
They did.
You had Baker. So you had the quarterback. You had the running back. You had two wide receivers in Jarvis and OBJ. Mm-hmm. You had Njoku. You had the offensive line, the interior of the offensive line. You had Myles Garrett. You had Denzel.
Right.
So your job was just to take it to the next level. They attempted to do that, and they failed.
See, that's the hard thing, I think, about this whole conversation, is that there have been different iterations of where the franchise is at when we're doing these evaluations. Because you're right. There were pieces here when both these guys arrived that made it seem like the Browns were more ready to win.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not right now, and everybody would admit that right now.
And it feels a lot of fans that they wasted the window of Nick Chubb, of that championship window, whatever that was. It felt like that came and went on their watch, and they didn't backfill it enough with drafting and all the other things you do, even if there were some more positive things than we admit today.
So there needs to be, then for those fans, I would say that there needs to be, you know, significant hits for both of these guys to make up for what that was.
And the struggle there is with Andrew, well, I got six kids right now that I am amped to watch play for the next 14 games, no matter if the Browns win or loss. But with Stefanski, there's a bare minimum of wins that you need where I go, hey, you went more than anyone expected. Now you're cool. It doesn't have to be 9 to 10 wins.
What is it?
Probably 6 or 7 wins. If Vegas has you at 5.5.
Wow.
Did you just mouth fart at that?
I did, yeah.
That's
tough, that was some Beano. Dude.
Six wins?
Yeah, because winning is a product of your team, the collective, against the other team. How many of these games the rest of the year are the Browns as a team going to be favored?
That depends on how you do in the next 3 games, right? Because if you're 3-3 in the next 6 games, all of a sudden that schedule looks like a cakewalk compared to the first 3. Going into the season, I think they were only favored in 1, and that was either the Jets or the Titans game.
Okay, so what has changed then?
No. They can change it. How competitive you are changes your relation to how people expect you to do in each game.
Man, I think you're being too results-based. For a team that's
football. That's the point.
But I don't think this team, in its current state, is ready for that level of judgment.
What about last year?
What about
2021?
See, I think earlier during their tenure, that's what I was saying. There are different iterations of where this franchise is at, right? And I think you have to evaluate it based on that. So if you were having this conversation in 21, 22, the team, the organization as a whole, was in a different place. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes. So now you're looking at this team and what it is, and I think we're in a situation where you have to judge them independent of the final result, because I don't think they're ready for that level of final judgment. It's kind of like if you're flipping a house, right? You're not going to put it up for sale if you're still working on the bathroom.
I think it's really hard to only win 3 games in a season. And I think it's really hard to do that 2 years in a row. 8 wins in 2 years, where one of the years you came in thinking playoffs is not enough. 9 wins still isn't enough, but at least you can say you doubled your wins. You beat the Vegas win total. Like, 6 wins this year would be an accomplishment, but that's where it's got to be. If you're 4-13, I don't give a rat's ass who your quarterback is. This is about competitiveness.
You expect Kevin to win under these circumstances?
Win. It's 6 games, Chris.
Yes, I know
that. 6 games is not winning.
6 games with a team. 6 games
is losing with flair.
6 games with a team that people were projecting to have the number one overall pick in the draft.
I mean, Vegas said they were a 5.5 win team.
Yes.
So you're saying they have to over their win total by half a win.
Well, why
that
did...
That is Charmin soft when it comes to what you need to do to keep your damn job.
Vegas said 5.5 in part because they wanted people to bet on it. If they put it at 3.5, nobody was going to bet on it. You know what I mean?
I might have bet on it.
So you have to factor that into the equation.
216-474-0092. How much can this draft class change your opinion on Andrew Berry, the lead, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.